whoa, right? I don't know about you, but I've been dealing with this for decades, and still, when I look at that, I'm just going like, the light of life. And remember all this, listen, when you talk about a figure of speech, parolomia, the definition of that figure of speech is to frame something in a non-literal fashion. Say non-literal. Okay? We're not talking about literate, okay? You can read and write. Literal. We all know what that means, right? Okay? A figure of speech is a non-literal thing. So Jesus is actually telling us, that up to that point, the way he had talked about the Father and the kingdom was not, quote, literal. It was figurative, right? However, with the introduction of this word, parousia, it actually is, to be frank or open, it means literally. Jesus said, up to now, I've talked to you in non-literal figures of speech. But now, I'm going to talk to you literally. And again, we talked about the light of life a moment ago, right? The light of life, the light. Remember, we went through the whole light thing. When you translate those words, you've got reflection and light talked about over and over and over, especially in Paul's writings, over and over and over. Every letter has this idea that light is being shined out from the face of Jesus. What's that, 2 Corinthians 4? That the light is being shined into our hearts. And we talked about the idea that, look, You take that literally. Jesus said, I'm not going to talk to you figuratively anymore. He's not talking about, hey, picture this. He said, there's light being shined into you out from the face of Jesus. You can't see it, but it's there. And Paul said, I know it's there because I saw it once and was blind for days. Literally, Jesus said, I will literally disclose, show, announce, report the Father to you. And when you read these writings, you got all this stuff in there, and we're still stuck back before that night going, well, you know, that you can't just take that literally. After all, I mean, I know by his stripes we're healed, but you know, that's just a thought. That's the way, because one day, when you understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, no, from now on, take it literally. I'm going to be speaking to you literally. I'm not going to be doing just all these comparison things. And think about the prophets. When you look at the Old Testament prophets, the word I use is an enigma. You know what an enigma is? Mysterious is a word. An enigma is something that's hard to decipher. Like you're looking at it. You remember that? My brother-in-law many years ago looked at me and he said, Mark, you're an enigma. What he meant was, I'm looking at you, I hear you, but I don't know where you're coming from, you know? You're an enigma. On the one hand, it certainly sounds like maybe you love God and maybe you know God and you're certainly passionate about it. But on the other hand, according to a lot of my stuff, you don't look like it. And that's true around here. Too many people that know us that have been around here, we're an enigma. We're hard to decipher. We're seen. We're somewhat known. But it's hard to figure out. The prophets spoke in those terminologies so much so that even today, we're still trying to figure out what they said. We got people now, because I'm one of them. I was reading Amos the other day. And you're going, you know, is he talking about then? This could almost sound like right now. You go read Daniel. How many times have you read Daniel and gone, okay, where are we on a timeline here? Is this stuff that's already happened? Is it stuff that's going to happen? The angel said, you got to seal this stuff up till the time of the end. Are we there? Right? Why? Because they are, quote, an enigma. They are hard to decipher or understand what's being said. So much so that, again, even John doing that with Revelation. We look at it and we're going, we don't think there's insects flying around that are stinging people and they're trying to, I mean, you know, are we supposed to, right? Those kind of prophetic things. However, when we talk about prophecy, when we talk about prophets now, we should be speaking plainly. 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 We should be speaking plainly to people so that we're revealing the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The mysteries, as Paul says, of the gospels. Prophesying in the Greek terminology is to speak infallible truths. That means the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It's right, okay? We're not Old Testament prophets. And I know a lot of that. I was, again, talking to another friend of mine, and he was talking about you've been around enough different flavors of believers long enough, you can be talking to them sometimes just for a little bit, and you quickly get an idea of where they're coming from by the terminologies even that they'll use. This one goes back for decades. A guy that was my pastor for several years, many years ago, and he was of the charismatic persuasion, and he always said, the Holy Spirit, right? Hagios Pneuma, the Holy Spirit. And he used to laugh at me because, anybody know what I would always say? The Holy Ghost. Yeah, I say it to this day. It's the Holy Ghost. Why? Well, I was a, quote, word person. I came from those people who were more of that, quote, Pentecostal persuasion rather than the charismatic persuasion. So they would say Holy Spirit, and I would say Holy Ghost. And so when you hear somebody just go, well, the Holy Ghost came on, you're going, yeah, I got an idea where you've been coming from, who you've been listening to or who you've been around. These little things. But